Not all bills will make it through the annual legislative session, and this year the impending failure of several high-profile measures raised eyebrows. I'm Lynn Hatter. In an impromptu meeting of women lawmakers Thursday, Tampa Republican Representative Jackie Toledo blasted the Senate for failing to take up measures on ethics and human trafficking.
We've given the Senate ample time to act on issues that are important to women. These bills, you've given me feedback on what is important to us, and they failed us. They have not heard us, and we are not going to give up. We will not be silent, and we will fight back, because these issues are important to all of us.
At the start of the 2018 lawmaking session, and still in the throes of several sex scandals, the legislature vowed to crack down on sexual harassment. Senate Rules Chairwoman Lisbeth Beniquisto signed on. Earlier in the week, the fate of the bill looked bleak.
But the desire of folks like myself, Senator Book, and many folks in leadership and beyond in the next leadership class are very focused on that issue as well. Just we've been hyper-focused on making sure we do all that we can for the communities that have been affected.
Beniquisto pointed the finger to the mass shootings at a Parkland, Florida high school, and the legislature's scramble to pass legislation in response to it, leaving little time for other priorities. Senate President Joe Negron said it did not mean his chamber wasn't taking sexual harassment seriously, and he pointed to changes made in the chamber's rules.
So sexual harassment is illegal. It's against the law. It is against our rules and our policies. We encourage anyone to report it immediately if they either observe it or they're someone that's experiencing it being committed on them by another person. Anyone who is found guilty of sexual harassment is subject to discipline, including being expelled from the body. I think that is evidence of a zero tolerance policy towards sexual harassment.
All the sex scandals involved senators. Democrat Jeff Clemons resigned over an affair with a lobbyist, and Republican Jack Latvala, once considered a force in the legislature, stepped down after investigations revealed he sexually harassed a Senate aide and tried to trade sex for favors with a female lobbyist. But still mired in legislative quicksand is a bill by Democratic Senator Lauren Buck, which would have allowed victims of human trafficking to sue hotels and businesses that turn a blind eye to their plight. Buck mysteriously pulled a proposal from its last committee hearing and has remained mum about why, while defending herself against critics.
You know, if my record and the things that I've done in the space of protecting victims of sexual abuse and assault wasn't so long and so personal to me, it is laughable. And so some of the ire that I've received from some individuals is misplaced.
There also remains worry about a proposal to make texting while driving a primary offense. In the end, the Women's Caucus decided to sign on to an ask for one specific measure, texting while driving, to get a floor hearing. That one is sponsored by Democratic Representative Emily Slossberg, whose twin sister Dory died as a result of a distracted driver. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.